Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 16th of September. What a difference a year makes. 12 months ago, the Coolmore team, which includes Ballydoyle trainer Aidan O'Brien and his son Joseph, the rider of Camelot, were in despair after the colt could only finish runner-up to Enker in the 2012 Ladbrokes St. Leger at Doncaster, thereby ending their hopes of achieving the Triple Crown. Well, last Saturday, the team from Ireland went a considerable way to erasing those memories when Leading Light stormed to victory in the final classic of the season, the 237th renewal of the world's oldest classic race on Town Moor. It was the colt's fifth consecutive victory and followed his success in the Queen's Vase at Royal Ascot. It was the fourth St. Leger winner for Aidan O'Brien and the first for his son in the saddle. Ironically, last year's St. Leger winning rider, Mikhail Barzalona, finished in last place on Kappa Rushes, who had set a decent pace until he weakened half a furlong from home. Leading Light could well be supplemented into the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, for which he is around 20-1 in the anti-post betting market. There's a strong challenge in the Arc, which takes place on Sunday the 6th of October at Longchamp, from the Japanese pair of Orfevre and Kizuna, both winners on Arc Trials Day yesterday at the Parisian track. Treve, ridden by Frankie Dettori, also won a Group 1 race yesterday, and the French-trained filly is on course for the Arc. Well, looking back at the St. Leger Festival last week, one of the highlights was undoubtedly the victory for the second successive year of Time's Up in the Doncaster Cup, while Itimal advertised her credentials for next year's 1,000 guineas when landing the Mayhill Stakes. The new listed race, the Flying Scotsman Stakes, went to Be Ready, who could well figure in next year's 2,000 guineas at Newmarket in May. Hambleton trainer Kevin Ryan sent out Morning Post to win the £300,000 two-year-old stakes at 100-1, ridden by Paul Mulrennan. Well, Morning Post had finished last of six in a nursery handicap at Haydock Park 5 days previously, but the application of blinkers looks to have been an important factor at Doncaster. Now, looking at the week ahead in the county, the season at Thirsk comes to an end tomorrow, Tuesday, when racing at the North Yorkshire track starts at 2:10. Celtic Sixpence and Our Boy Jack were first and second in a race at Thirsk at the end of last month, and they reoppose in the feature race tomorrow, the Anderson Barrowcliffe Centenary Stakes, a handicap race over 7 furlongs at 3:40. I think it's possible that Our Boy Jack can reverse the placings. Nirpur, trained by David O'Meara, can get back to winning ways in the handicap race for three-year-olds over 1 mile at 3:10. There are 8 races at Beverley on Wednesday, starting at 2:00, the penultimate meeting of the season at the East Yorkshire track. It's the turn of Pontefract on Thursday, when racing is set to begin at 2:30. The main race is a £15,000 sprint handicap for fillies and mares. On Saturday, there's racing at Catterick, starting at 2:10. There's a £20,000 handicap race over 1.5 miles, the feature race at the North Yorkshire track. It's the final of the inaugural Catterick 12 furlong series. Racegoers at Catterick will be able to see the action from Newbury and Ayr, including the Ayr Gold Cup on the giant screen and closed circuit television system. Enjoy your racing.